Welcome to the Wine About History podcast. I'm your host, Max Hamill. And today, we are going to talk about Robert Irvin Howard, an author. And the reason we're talking about him is because it's October, and I think we should talk about spooky stuff. He was a horror writer. He wasn't just a horror writer, he was also a author that wrote a wide variety of genres, everything ranging from boxing stories to stories about fictional fantasy worlds to historical fiction. And he is a very versatile writer, Robert E. Howard. He was commonly known as an action author, and he was the creator of the sword and sorcery genre. But he was also a horror author and was mentored by H.P. Lovecraft. He wrote such stories as The Pigeons from Hell, which Stephen King called one of the finest horror stories of our century. He was a very prolific author, and he wrote 300 stories and 800 poems in a 12-year career, which was very tragically cut short. He is a very, very interesting character, and he was born in 1906 in Peaster, Texas. He was the son of a traveling doctor, Dr. Isaac Mordecai Howard. His mother was Hester Howard, and Hester constantly supported his writing and poetry and would quote poems to him and just had a very strong effect on him his whole life. He found school frustrating and limiting, and while he was at school, he had a habit of watching and confronting bullies. And this helped develop his respect for physical force. He became an amateur boxer and a bodybuilder as well. He was very much a Texan. He brought a hard-boiled Texan view to literature. Many of his stories are affected by that. For instance, he was born in Parker County, Texas. And the Parkers were a famous frontier family that are a deep part of the Wild West. We've already covered Quanah Parker on this podcast. And that just shows you that's the environment he grew up around, is the Parker family, the Wild West mentality. He was an avid reader with a keen mind. His friend Lindsay Tyson said he memorized the Rime of the Ancient Mariner after two readings. He had an extensive library with a huge range of authors as well. So after he graduated high school, he attended the Howard Payne Business College, and he took courses in things like stenography and bookkeeping and practical subjects to try and get a job, even though he wanted to be a writer since he was 3 years old. And a common theme in his life, he was frustrated because he wasn't very popular. He didn't get a lot of success. So a common theme in his life was to make some money as a writer, then quit his day job, then become discouraged because he wasn't doing a good job in writing anymore, then get another job. And this cycle was just kind of exacerbated throughout his life and probably contributed to an unhealthy mental state. He was very hard on himself. And this cycle happened for much of the 1920s until he became friends with a bunch of authors. I believe a friend of his named Pierce helped get him into pulp magazine writing. We'll get into that later. In 1930, he wrote a letter praising H.P. Lovecraft's The Rats in the Walls, which is a great short story. It is very unique horror story. When I first read it, I couldn't read another Lovecraft story for a year. This letter that he sent praising the story blossomed into a close friendship, and they stayed in correspondence his whole life. Lovecraft gave Howard the affectionate nickname Two Gun Bob, because he was such a cowboy from Texas. So he eventually did get success as a pulp magazine writer. And the thing with writing pulp magazines is, to be successful, you need to be a versatile writer that can branch into a lot of interesting stories or continually create popular characters. Howard could do both. So he had a big fandom in the in the pulp magazine world. He was perfect for it. His good friend, H.P. Lovecraft, said that the secret to the vividness of Howard's stories was that he himself is in every one of them. And to this day, his characters attract fans and readership. The most famous is Conan the Barbarian, Bran MacMore, Solomon Kane, and Call of the Atlantis. Conan, Solomon Kane, and Call have all had their stories turned into movies. As recent as the last Conan the Barbarian movie, which starred Jason Momoa. All those characters are larger-than-life warriors, skilled, brave, and dangerous. The people Howard always wanted to be. Conan is the perfect example of that. If you want to read Howard story, look up the different Conan stories. Most of them are very good. He told a fan about Conan, "Conan simply grew up in my mind. A few years ago when I was stopping at a little border town on the lower Rio Grande, I did not create him by any conscious process. He simply stalked full-grown out of oblivion and sent me to work recording the saga of his adventures." He spent a lot of his life around booming oil towns in Texas and cattle towns and different places like that, where there's a lot of violence and debauchery and craziness, and that filters into his work. He's one of the more violent authors and more brutally honest about life. Very brutally honest about what happens in life. He only had one girlfriend, Noveline Price, who he knew since high school. But they re-met in 1933, and she kept calling his house because she liked him. And his mother, Hester, who he looked after with the tuberculosis problems, she kept her calls a secret from her son, Hester did. And so Noveline came to the house to see him. And they had a date. And they dated off and on for about 2 years until Howard's mother became seriously ill, and he had to look after her, and that became his focus in life. I think it's part of the reason he had all these great adventures, because he was stuck in Texas taking care of his mother. They stayed friends after she broke up. They stayed friends after they broke up and had corresponded, and it was Noveline's account that produced the movie Whole Wide World that's kind of about him. So his mother had tuberculosis her whole life, and the only person taking care of her was her son. And here we get to a very sad part. She went into a coma, and on June 11th, 1936, she fell into a coma and was never expected to wake. And Robert E. Howard, wrote to Clark Ashton Smith, another famous horror writer, and said things like, to the effect that he would kill himself if she did not need him, because he was just so unhappy with his life. He was very articulate and brilliant, but he just couldn't function as a normal human being. So on June 11th, he went home, and went upstairs, wrote some poetry, which I'll read to you. This is Wade Rollins' typewriter. "All fled, all done, so lift me on the pyre. The feast is over, the lamps expire." Then he took his own life. He was only 30 years old. His mother died the next day. And as sad as that is, he inspired generations and generations of authors. He is considered to be the founder of the sword and sorcery genre today. So my advice to you would definitely be to read some Robert E. Howard stories. They're wonderful. especially if you like action. His horror stories are very good. Pigeons from Hell is very interesting. Be sure to read a modern copy of it, because in his time period, things were different. He wrote different styles, so try and read modern copies of his work. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I had fun talking about one of my favorite authors. And next episode, we will be covering H.P. Lovecraft, the infamous horror writer. And we hope you have a wonderful day.